Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tuesday Old School on the opening day of Husker basketball for the women and for the men, the ladies. A 50-point win over Maine this afternoon. And seven or eight Huskers in double figures. Yeah, they had 100-plus, so that's a lot of Huskers. That's a lot of points. Yeah, that's a lot of points. Yeah. Let me pull that up. And then tonight, Western Illinois, the Leathernecks. Come on, man. So there are five Huskers in double figures. Izzy Bourne led with 17. Good stuff. The Leathernecks are coming tonight, 7 o'clock, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Take on the Huskers. We don't know the status. Kobe Webster and Lat Mann, we won't know that until right before tip-off. So there may be some adjustment in the rotation and such. I'd imagine that if Lot can't go, Goggles, Wilhelm Breidenbach will ride in the four spot next to Derek Walker.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Goggles?
Yeah.
Look at Jake over there with his goggles.
Goggles. I think the other goggles has game, though.
Yeah, Jake can't do anything.
Jake can't hoop. No.
He can't even like fake hoop, like shadow hoop,
like air hoop.
He can't air hoop. Brick, Brizik.
You know what I need to see? You know what I need to see? I need to see Jake doing the slow motion route running with Nick versus Nick. You know how people walk? They walk the routes.
Walk like football routes.
Yeah, they walk like routes and see whether Nick could cover Jake and vice versa. We'll look at it. Look at Oh, this has to happen, Jay.
Jake, get on the mic. Jake,
this has to happen now.
I could shut you down one on one.
No chance.
I feel like I could, especially if we're walking.
I waltzed right by you.
Who do you think would win a 50-50 ball, Jake or Nick?
I do have the size.
You got to hope to jam me at the line of scrimmage, otherwise you are screwed. If you ain't jamming me, you are dead.
If I push you at the line of scrimmage.
Look at Jay. He's laughing. Jay agrees.
I don't even want them to walk. I want them to be out there with cleats on.
let's take them to grass.
If I jammed you at the line, you're falling over.
No.
Since Jake talking about you can't jam him at the line, I got to see this.
This is so good. This is
Texas. I think you'd be embarrassed in this route running.
Text line, who you got? Text line. Just help us out. Is this like so? Jake versus Nick in. What do you say, Jay? We do like five routes each.
Who's my quarterback?
Who's throwing me the ball?
Oh, I got you.
Okay,
I got you.
You get an accurate pass. We're gonna go six for six. Then
I got you. I got you.
We need Jay to be the official.
Jay will be the referee.
He'll
have a big yellow flag that's weighted.
Hey, just don't do what the dude did with the Bears last night.
Oh, I know.
Don't be that guy. Yeah. Don't be that guy. Jake, I have the physicality advantage.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, this
what? We're not doing defensive line drills. We're doing a receiver drill.
Wow.
But up 50-50 ball, I have the physicality.
This is not Oklahoma drill. It's It's defending the pass or catching the pass.
Nick, he said he's getting off your jam at the line of scrimmage, yeah. And then he's throwing up the Randy Moss deuces.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and don't get mossed. Don't get mossed.
I don't know.
Nick will blame, oh, I slipped in the line of scrimmage. Yeah.
No, nice man, slip. I got cleats now.
Yeah, you're falling down.
No, that's the whole reason I got
cleats. We
got
to see this.
See, but I think we need to do walks so nobody gets hurt.
They need to do it. No. You know when you guys need to do it?
I'd prefer the running part.
You guys need to do it like Thanksgiving. You know how people play like turkey bowls on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You guys need to do it on Thanksgiving and get after it, too. They come out there with eye black, smoke coming out, you know, when you're breathing. Mm-hmm. And we could get get Rico to video it, then put some music.
DP is throwing an accurate pass, I'm catching them all.
Ropes.
Oh, now you bring
you don't
DP
even have
in.
To throw.
Come
no, on, DP.
He said he's the
Let
quarterback.
Me tell you this.
Saw me hit a dude in a car.
I did see that.
Like,
I did see that.
You do not even have to throw an accurate ball for me to have it in my catch radius.
That is not true.
Who has longer arms? It's Jake, right?
Oh, Jake, Jake's around, got longer
okay,
arms.
I'm going to go 6-for-6 in new offense. I'm going to shut you down defensively too. I'm going both ways.
This is how this has to go down, right? Jay, we got to do this, right?
Oh yeah.
So where can we do this?
Oh, we could probably go anywhere.
Let's go find a field.
East high school.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out there. We could go right where you play your games. I know they got them fields over there, and them soccer fields right there on campus.
We have a free Saturday.
We have a free Saturday.
He said, "Are you froggy? If you're feeling froggy, then leak."
We text line says, "Doesn't Jake have a 6-inch advantage over Nick?"
No way. There's no way.
Come on. Zing.
Joe says he can beat both y'all. You know what? I kind of think I believe that.
Somebody else says, I've seen Jake in person. Not impressive.
Huh. Who's that? Is there a name on that?
Ryan P.
I don't know who that is.
What does the winner want for this? Because we need to add incentive.
I need nothing. I got pride all about that. I know nothing.
That's shark move.
Just pride. Just knowing I was right.
Okay. All right. I think that, Jay, what do you think?
It's all good with me.
Okay. All right.
Nick might need a reward. I need nothing.
Faisal five times makes a good point. Jay, do you have a key card to Memorial?
What, a key card?
Yeah.
He actually put that in text. That's hard.
Do I have a key card?
Yeah.
Or are you asking if my key card works?
Does your key card work?
Yeah.
So you have a key card to Memorial Stadium?
Yeah. Again, I got one. It's a G on it. A gangster.
So
works anywhere, any time of the day or night.
So we found our
OG.
We found our location.
OG.
Location of what?
Well, they just hear the beep
for
like
the one-on-one battles.
Car. Oh, he wants it instead. He wants it in the stadium.
Nah,
he's stupid.
We can play in front of 90 plus. We can do it in front of 90.
We can't have y'all here turn the ankle.
Yeah,
try to file an insurance
claim.
Yeah,
we'll be signing waivers before that. There'll be waivers.
Like California speeding up and then having you know getting rear ended and stuff.
Somebody said I'm 60 and these two clowns couldn't cover me. Yeah,
dang,
yeah, that's all fair.
And no, it's not.
You said he's double ARP and you can't handle him.
I feel confident.
I'm 59. They ain't neither one of them cover me. That's with a bad knee, a bad back. Mm. Matter of fact, Jay?
What?
He go 1-2, beat them both.
Dang. You said he roast both of y'all at the same time.
That's all right.
Split the double team and hit the house call on you.
Whack! Take it. Then I just need to know what end zone dance to do.
Mm. Don't do the one old boy did last night with the Bears game. That referee should be ashamed of himself.
Ooh. Well, so Huskers fan says he will put up a free drink night at Tanner's next Saturday.
There it goes. Hello.
Jake.
Are you wolfing? Are
free,
you for real?
Free drink?
If there's free drinks in the line, it's already over then. For
okay.
You.
All right.
Come on.
He's hitting you with the six. He's going to hit you with the six pack shake.
Listen to Jake. He's like,
Who did you expect to hear from right now? Rico. Rico
what,
said,
what
Rico
say?
Says,
where is Rico?
Rico said, I can welcome you to Rico Island if you want.
Oh my God!
Rico Island. Rico Island's underwater right now.
Where is Rico?
Oh,
he's
here.
Mars Blackman's here when I get here.
Nah, he's
a little greeter. You know, like when you jingle the bells when you go into like Walmart. That's Rico.
He just hands out the stickers.
Yeah, Rico. Every time I walk in there, my brother's there. You got some pretty, you got some nice pretty hair. I love me some Rico.
He doesn't take care of it, though.
Rico Island. That's going to be a thing.
That's funny, though.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. So we, so
the closest thing to Rikers Island is Rico Island.
Rico Island.
Locking fools up.
Yeah, you know, and talking mad game the
whole
time. Oh,
I know
time.
He is. I know he
like,
is.
Talking
oh, my
mad,
God.
Talking mad game the whole time. So, yeah, this has to happen. So we'll figure out next Saturday. Do we want to invite a crowd? Do we want listeners to come?
We got to get these guys to sign the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
we'll do
have
that tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
We're going to have a press conference.
Yeah. Oh, a full press conference.
Yeah, right here, press conference.
Oh, this is so good. Okay. Yeah, and so Jake's leaving Thursday, so we have to get
it done.
Where
are you going,
tomorrow.
Jake?
I don't want to tell you.
He's going to Miami.
I don't want to tell you.
He's going to the Dolphins game?
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
I don't want to tell you.
You poor little
hey,
thing.
They're playing the Ravens on Thursday. But you got a pick for that game.
Oh, wow. Oh,
you got a pick?
Mm. Oh, pain.
Anybody against the Dolphins, take the over and the points.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about the Texans last week?
That was a good game. There was 9 turnovers. That
yeah.
was the toilet
we had 5. We still won by 8.
Yeah.
Pretty good. What happened to Buffalo?
Are you puffing your chest out right now?
I forget the Bills score. You want to remind me of that?
9-6.
Who won?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. The fight in Urban.
See how
you, and you know why they won, okay. right? Because those numbers. You know, Urban usually reverses those.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you're okay, Jay.
This show did not – like, I had mentally in my head I was going to start with Jokic, you know, body checking somebody hey. From the back. But
Jokic,
but,
hey, listen here, man. Don't run up on one of them Russians.
Serbians.
He's okay. got bros, yeah. brothers, too.
Serbians are – okay, then don't run up on a Serbian. Because there was no hesitation either.
And didn't go anywhere. Like, stood
and just,
there and
but
it.
The thing is, he just looked at him like, what? Any of you probably, rut?
You know, like, rut? He meant to do it.
Do you want more?
You want these hands? No, it was, and then, of course, social media jumped all over Jimmy Butler. You know, and his response, because they had,
he
did the hold me back thing, yeah. you know. Yo, meet
take
me in the back.
Yeah, take me out back. Why, but why are you mad, though?
Because it was his boy.
That's fine, but look, he came over there and probably fouled him a little too hard on a, you know, on a, I don't know, they call it a take or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just take a foul. That was too much. Mm-hmm. And the Morris twins always.
Yeah, they're a bit chippy.
Because remember when he was with the Knicks and he hit the one guy from Philly with the head with the ball? Right? Just threw the head out.
They're a little different.
Right.
They're a little different.
So you a studio gangster, and then the old boy said, "Listen here, where I'm from, you know, we put you in a freezer.
Like you know? It ain't the movies telling you what yeah, they're doing.
This is what we do.
So there's that. But the fact that it was Jokic, because he was supposed to be developing his own place as the face of the game, and then that last night was not it. That was not it. And then OBJ is a free agent. Jay yeah. Foreman, who needs him? Where does he go?
Well, I would say he needs to go to the Raiders, but considering the last week, nobody needs to go to the Raiders. Right. Sin City is not the place to have an NFL team.
Right.
It must be bad luck. They crapping out over there.
Yeah.
You could see him maybe with the Rams because he gives them a true number one. Like, Cooper Kupp is a great receiver within the system. Mm-hmm. And I think that would open up the Rams' running game, considering Jefferson, him, and all the other guys they have, along with Stafford. Stafford could, you know, maybe get out of his own way. And I don't know if he was scared of the boogeyman when he played the Tennessee Titans. So my first choice would be the Rams. I know Seattle's in there. It'd be really good to be him and DK Metcalf, but I just think that would, you know, wide receivers are drama
anyway.
That's
just too many.
That's just
too
much. You got one
drama.
Dude up there trying to be Wesley Snipes from the one movie with his
yeah,
hair.
Yeah.
And then you got OBJ. That's just too much. Plus, it's off the beaten path. I think he wants to be in a big market. LA would be good for him.
What about the whispers about Green Bay?
Whew. I think for the run this year, the run, it'd be a good fit. I think he has tremendous or would have a tremendous amount of respect for Aaron Rodgers. You got Davante Adams up there. He'll get the ball. It's a system that fits his skill set. It brings an added dimension to that offense, and it kind of replaces their tight end that's out for the year. And plus, they got a good running game, so they're not able just to kind of roll the coverage of one or two. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he actually plays pretty decent in cold weather. So, yeah, I think that'd be a great, you know, great fit. And I think since he's going to be a free agent, that would, if he signs for the minimum, that means Cleveland's on the hook for the other,
yep,
you know, $6-7 million, you know, prorated.
Punish him.
Punish him. So then, it's more appealing to more teams, you know, for him. So I think I would either say the Rams, Packers, sleeper would be sleeping in Seattle or whatever.
Could he go to Baltimore?
Yeah, but it's a good fit from a franchise standpoint, but it's not a good fit for him stat-wise in production because it's heavy, heavy run-based. Lamar Jackson has improved every single year as a passer, but he's not accomplished as the other two that we just mentioned and not even close to Russell Wilson.
Mike Tomlin said he backs the taunting rule. The game must be cleaned up. Your thoughts?
In general, yeah, but the taunting that was last night, no. So the ones where guys go overboard, you know, mushing guys' face and disrespecting the game, throwing the ball, you know, catching it and throwing it in your – you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be gone and should have been gone a long time ago. You know, sometimes they, you know, guys can go overboard with excessive, you know, language. Not necessarily a big deal, but this stuff that, you know, it's kind of like targeting, right? I mean, really it is. When you see a targeting where a guy is actually trying to not hit him in the head and he's going against a shorter receiver, mm-hmm, or receiver kind of, you know, crunches down at the last second, you know the intent isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw the guy last night, you know the intent wasn't there. Now then you see some other stuff and it's, you know, you see the intent, you know. The borderline stuff is like, you know, Tyreek Hill throwing up the deuces. Is it really a bad thing? No, but it's just kind of his, like, brand, his signature type of thing. So, you know, that's a, you know, subjective and a judgment call. So, yeah, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, should, but that's stuff that should have been policed years ago before this rule came out. I think they put an overemphasis on this, and it's way, way too far. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, this is because they went from everybody can literally, if you get a sack, everybody can run to the end zone,
mm-hmm,
do the dance, and really stop the game for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that not taunting when you have the whole team down there?
Mm-hmm. Every turnover.
Right, every turnover. Because before, like when I played in just a few years ago, if more than 11 guys were on the field, you know, say that, that would be a flag.
And most coaches I know would tell you get off the field.
Right, and then they said you can choreograph it too. So, you know, I think they just need to address it, and, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes they have league meetings or, you know, owners' meetings during the season, so they need to, you know, kind of, you know, loosen up the reins. But, yeah, in general, yeah, it's good, but the stuff last night was overboard. The refs last night had a bad game. Definitely was one-sided as far as penalties. And I think that last one, you know, affected the game. Now, look, you know, Chicago was able to, you know, get the lead, and then the defense let them down because, you know, Pittsburgh went all the way down the field. But it changed the momentum of the game, took time off the clock. It just changed the whole dynamics of that game. And, look, there's an old saying. You, as a referee, you don't want people talking to them or knowing your name, you know, the day after.
That's fair, as should be.
Within reason.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, if you do your job, you can do it anonymously. Right.
But say he made a call and it ended up being the right call and everybody that the home team's fans are mad versus like this where, you know, majority of people think it was not necessary.
Yeah, I try to stay off picking.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting you're wrong and picking up the flag.
But they don't do it enough.
They don't do it hardly at all.
Like
when they did the interference with the returner at the Husker game and the dude's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell me he's out of bounds and there's interference and he didn't even touch him and it didn't cross your mind, say, DP, man.
Well, I would have asked, what rule is that? Because the rule would tell you that wasn't a foul.
Right. He knows the rule wasn't. But it's so ego-driven that you just, I'm going to stick with my call.
Well, they need to get fired immediately. Frank Gore is going to fight Darren Williams, December 18th. Who was of all the people you know, teammates, opponents, who would be the king of celebrity fights? Who would be the best? Who's the one that everybody should just leave alone?
That I played with?
Mm-hmm.
Right off the get-go, I would, you know, just do like, you know, like Clinton Childs for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really right.
But you knew dudes that you just shouldn't mess with.
Yeah.
And when things broke left on your team against an opponent, this was the dude that everybody went, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely Clinton Childs, you know, the Christian Peters and all those guys. The guys are a little off. You know,
he's a little off.
A little off. A lot off.
Okay.
A little every day.
There you go.
You know, quiet is kept. You know, they said Michael Booker could throw them hands, you know. I wasn't teammates with him, but I know there's a legend.
Uh-huh.
Willie McGinnis is a legend.
What normal sane human is messing with Willie McGinnis?
I don't know. They must have been messing with his boys, but they say he would lay cats down quick with no questions asked, go sleep.
The biggest fist I've ever seen.
Like, looks like one of those like He-Man toys. Because you know, you still got big arms, and you got the forearms, and the hands are just extra sweet.
Yeah, I mean, extra swole. Yeah, those are like his hands are not normal.
Yeah, like the Halloween costume if you're trying to be the Incredible Hulk and you walk around. That's Willie McGinnis.
Yeah, that's Willie. All right, that's deep. We'll throw the break. I just wanted to set the table. We got to talk a little Huskers. We'll talk about yesterday and what it means going forward.
Oh, yeah.
What we can expect. We'll jump into the Huskers. We'll do that next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.